Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh, can I just open my penguin?
Yeah, go.
Thank you. Okay, you can start now.
Ha! Hey, Jamala, summer's here, everybody.
What a tune.
Sun is shining, people are out on the street telling everyone about what they get up to.
Oh, Monkey Singh was a meme.
Monkey Singh was a meme.
What, back in the day when no one knew what memes were.
Do you remember
the
video? What he's wearing, how he's dressed, how young he looks, how skinny he was. Yeah. Not that he's not big now, but you know what I mean? It's just, you see the boy. I was watching that video recently. The boy in Malkeet Singh.
Everything is connected to Desi. Just like when you think that certain memes or that, you know, someone came on it originally or whatever. It always goes back to it's connected to being Desi.
Oh, you're saying Hoktua is Desi?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy summer, everybody. It's here.
Hello.
It might only last a week, so enjoy.
Do you know what, Tommy? Bit disappointed in you.
Why?
I thought you'd have had your legs out today.
Yeah, legs out. We are legs out.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
I think you lot with your legs out is no different from people getting their toes out and you're disgusted by it.
No.
Particularly your legs, Kedge.
No.
Like, look at Sachi's calves. You know what Sachi's calves look like? Mm. They look like, you know in the cartoons when someone's really hungry and the other person turns into like a chicken?
What? They look like
giant
a calf.
Chicken leg. Mm. You know about that giant?
Because they look like a calf.
They look like a proper calf. Mm. Whereas yours are
more
the same
chicken.
From the ankle
chicken.
Up to the knee. Mm. Like, it's the same
chicken.
Width.
Yeah. Mm. He's gone for the dowsing look.
It's a skinny leg.
That's all right.
You know, it is all right. It's proportionate.
Thank you.
But you, like, how do you feel getting them out? Do you feel confident?
Pretty well. Rubby skin, then a hottie.
Huh? Rubby skin. Yeah. I'm not going to extremes, but I'm saying you're an extreme. But let's not compare you.
No,
to
but
other.
Do you know what? They're runners' legs.
Are they?
Yeah, they're runners' legs. They are runners' legs.
They're
in condition. It's a marathon.
Yeah, but
leg.
If they're running, you have to specify the direction. They're running away legs.
Yeah,
they're not running towards you legs.
Mm.
Look,
a good speed.
I always find it amazing when a fellow human is a completely different frame. And I meet like sometimes you meet like 4'10" women. You know, you're like, we're the same species, and yet there's nothing similar about us whatsoever. Mm. But no, it is. You're right. I should have shorts on, but it's because I came back from Belfast this morning on the plane. And airplanes are always a bit air conned up, and there's always a bit of Hawaii. You never know what you're going to get.
All I can hear is this guy chomping on his penguin.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, but.
I did excuse you at the start.
But penguins are great, by the way.
Mm. I've got one.
And
here.
It's a cold one as well.
Yeah.
It's really nice. I don't think I've had a penguin for about 20 years.
Oh, I have one.
20 years.
Fairly regularly.
When was the last time you had a penguin?
Yeah, no.
Oh, it's been a long time.
No, it's been a few
What's
weeks.
A penguin's favourite ice cream flavour?
Oh, I don't know. I'm talking about ice pops. Is it something like that?
No.
Icicles?
No. Penguiniscu. No, I don't know.
Flavour? Hold on. Vanilla ice?
No. Fistachio.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I said penguistachio. I said the same thing. It was close. But I don't get this joke. Why do penguins stay in Paris?
I got it.
No,
go on.
Freeze the crowd. I still don't get it. You know why? Hold on. No. It's because I can't read the joke. Let's try again. Why do penguins stay in pairs? That's the joke.
What a muppet.
I can't read English.
You can't read.
Kedge, okay. Everybody. The dyslexic joke teller available for
parties. It happens in excitement. It happens sometimes.
No. I got
excited.
Okay. You want to know what happened in that meantime?
Yeah.
I was trying to work out the joke.
Yeah, I knew you were. So was everyone else.
I've worked it out.
Oh, go on.
And I wonder whether anybody else is on. If you're on this vibe right now, Kedge actually misread the joke and he said, why do penguins stay in Paris?
Paris.
And even because three's a crowd.
No, freezer crowd.
Yeah, freezer.
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 Freezer
crowd.
Yeah.
Because penguins are from the cold.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, they're playing on freezer crowd, which is a menage a trois.
Exactly. That's what I thought in my head.
No,
my
you
head
just
was,
shut
no,
up.
No, my head was trying to go really
shut
fast
up.
Going, And because I thought you guys were going to say,
"That's what
I don't get
in my head."
And no,
see that?
I thought that I'm going to have to explain it. So I was trying to come up with some sort of bakwas to try and explain to
and
you.
And I was going, "Oh, freeze!" But then I thought that's a bit rude. Menage a trois is a threesome
for a kid's chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. But penguins are great. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again very quickly, just to glaze over it. I wrote to McVitie's.
Why?
You don't know this?
No.
I must have done this story.
No, I don't think you have.
I wrote to McVitie. I've loved penguins from when I was little.
What, the animals?
Huh?
The animals?
No, not the animals. Not interested in them at all. I like the edible chocolate ones. I think a penguin chocolate bar is fantastic. It's everything.
It's
a thick amount of chocolate, nice crunchy hard biscuit. Just good snack.
Good size.
It still tastes the same as
it's
when you were a kid.
When we were
and
10.
It's not Cadbury's, but it works. You know, it's a chocolate I'm familiar with. Anyway, all good things.
Yeah.
So I wrote to him. I said, and this was at university, because I remember writing it in my bedroom in the shared house. And I'm in marketing. I do a degree in marketing. And I wrote to McVitie's and I said, I think with everything going king size now, because it was Kit Kat Chunky.
And
there was a few other I said, why don't you do a king size penguin? And why don't you call it the Kingwin?
The Kingwin. Kind of,
right? And then I looked up what a large penguin is called, a Geronimo.
Right?
Yeah. So you call it the Kingwin Geronimo.
Or Penguin Geronimo,
right? And I didn't hear anything about that.
They should even, do you know what?
But you were quite naive doing that.
Why?
They could have nicked your idea.
Yeah.
They might have.
And you could do a duo.
Yeah, duo definitely. Chocolate.
Duo,
Snickers duo and all them.
It's funny that era where you had to write letters
and it was handwritten letter.
Handwritten, and you had to find the P.O. box and you had to, you know, because I remember I wrote a letter to Jimmy Savile.
Yeah.
Because it was the thing to do about him.
Okay.
You know what?
I would love to see my dream didn't come true.
Have you taken the photo with the letter or
got a copy of it?
What did you ask for?
He didn't fix it, and thank God he didn't in the end. But basically, I'd drawn like a Treasure Island map cave, and it was a cave and an island, and I wanted like it to be a treasure hunt. And he would have to create certain like features, waterfall and everything, and he'd have to walk around this like sort of made up island and find treasure.
Did he might? He
I didn't get a reply. Didn't get a
he
reply.
Should have written back and just thought and just said, "Shut up, you
did." Shut up, Kedge.
Because
I would have been probably the only and first Indian on Jim Will Fix It.
Did you send a picture of yourself with the thing?
I don't might have, you know.
Might, because yeah, I think so maybe you had to. Maybe you weren't a cute kid.
Because I did also write to Ed the Duck. I wrote to Ed the Duck.
Yeah.
Ed the Duck, broom cupboard.
Yeah.
And who's the presenter?
Felix Schofield. No, Felix Schofield.
Felix Schofield was actually. No, you're right. Felix Schofield.
Gordon Gopher.
It was Andy Peters.
Andy Peters.
Oh, I'm going to tell him that actually. So, Gordon.
What are you on about?
Yeah, no, I wrote that and I got a photo back with his signature.
Ed the Duck.
Ed the Duck, yeah.
The guy who obviously puts his hand up Ed the Duck.
Andy Peters,
yeah. Same guy. Yeah. Two for one.
How old were you? I don't know. It must be about 10, 8, 9, 10, something like that. Must have been something like that. It was big.
So you got a letter back from
From a puppet.
From a puppet. And nothing back from a pedo.
Nothing from Jim.
Oh, that's a shame. You know, you win some, you lose some.
That's a shame.
Life.
Yeah, okay. That's a shame.
No, everyone likes Asians.
You get all these podcasts about, you know, life and well-being. Let that be a lesson. Sometimes blessings in disguise. You know what I mean?
Can I just say, so far we've spoken about everything that we are not supposed to be speaking about.
I know.
Speaking of something that's not a shame.
Yeah.
The weather.
There you go. Well done. Well brought back, Sam.
This is why you should come to the podcast show.
The live one.
You never know. We don't know what's going to go on.
Nah.
So, you know. It can be really good sometimes.
Yeah. Or not. We'll find out. You can be the judge of it. Yes, the weather is great.
It's lovely. Do you know what? It's the first time I think it actually feels like summer's here.
Summer is here. Finally here. It's late.
It's late.
Snow. It's delayed.
It is late.
It's like it was on Air India or something.
This
but it's
should
here.
Have been about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
But then what do you want? You want like 3 months of summer?
Not 3 months, but do you know like I could have... So like, but I would have had like this period of a week or so that's hot. Then I would have wouldn't have minded going
a bit
colder.
Uh-huh.
Couple days rain and then go hot again. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would have enjoyed it.
It's actually not proper. It's either 3 months or nothing.
But we ain't going to... When have we ever had 3 months of hot weather?
No, but he asked the question, do you want 3 months? You said no.
No, I would. I would like to have it at probably this temperature for 3 months.
Yeah.
Not too hot, not too cold.
And then a little pee down every few days or so.
No, no pee. No peas.
Okay. No, no peas.
No, I don't mind the pee at night.
Yeah,
oh, just to freshen.
Yeah, just to freshen it up.
Okay,
a bit,
all right, fair enough.
The grass stays green.
Yeah, yeah, you need. I think you need.
But be careful. I mean, I don't know how.
Otherwise, you get a hosepipe ban and all that. We don't want to get into that shit again.
Today is the first day of all the bans and everything. This is it now.
Hose?
Yeah, yeah, all of that. Like, all the hose are banned now. We can't do this. Can't do that. You know, be careful. Drink loads of Barney. You're getting the announcements on the trains now. Make sure you carry the water bottle with you. And also, I think, you know, people might have realised as well, the weekend gone. And this week, we are in the midst of a massive pollen bomb. People are absolutely dying because it's just everywhere.
Are.
Eyes are red.
They
people,
are.
People are struggling.
They
are.
So weird. I don't get hay fever. I get hay fever.
Yeah.
I don't understand hay fever.
Why? What do you mean don't understand?
Like, okay, so you're saying a pollen bomb. I'm absolutely fine right now. Whereas a couple of weeks ago, oh my God.
Oh no, but that's because it's a different pollen, isn't it? That's you're
supposed to know
type of pollen.
Well, it's tree pollen, grass pollen, there's loads of different types of pollen.
So what's the pollen bomb of?
So, well, whatever it is now, I don't know. Yeah, because we passed, the tree is normally first.
Okay, that's
grass maybe?
Yeah, so it's maybe.
I don't think that was right.
What other kind of pollen is
it? Yeah, but everyone's affected by different types of pollen, so you're going to have to check that out.
Mine, randomly, it will like appear for a couple of hours and then go away.
Oh, okay.
Scratchy, puffy.
Yeah, like at the moment, I feel a bit.
Who's
like,
your favourite rapper?
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Biggie.
At the moment, I can feel a bit
talk about puffy
scratchy
anymore.
In my kind of back of my throat. Yeah. You know, like I can feel like a.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was going to make a back of the throat.
No, we don't need to.
No,
I'm just saying, like, it's just, you know, but it's weird because I've obviously had the injection again this year. And
oh,
I tell you what.
Yeah, you do.
I know that has helped me a lot because if I didn't, I know a lot of people that are
honestly, you on a good day.
Yeah, people are. No, but I feel fine. Like, I can get on with my life as normal. Like, it's a little bit of irritation,
like,
but
yeah,
nothing.
A little bit of a
but other people I know are suffering.
Badly.
And they're like, I've tried this medicine, I've tried that. Go get the jab. It works.
It's horrible.
I had to find a hay fever tablet for somebody at work. Because obviously I'm a first aider. And so,
what do you mean?
Why do you laugh when I say that?
Because that's not a first aid task.
Of course it is.
That's you overplaying your part.
Yeah, no, it is. That's a pharmacist job.
Yeah.
You're not a pharmacist.
You can imagine this.
Now you're giving medicine to people.
No,
what gives you that qualification?
Yeah, you're not
what gives you that
qualification? Actually,
well, no, but they come to me because obviously, you know, in my high-vis vest and everything, and so therefore they're like, oh, Kedge, can you help? Because who else are you going to turn to but the first aider?
I know it's warm in the office, but you shouldn't just sit there in your high-vis jacket. That's weird. But I can imagine, like, you can hear, like, imagine it's an open plan office at Virgin, right?
Yeah.
And Kedge is at one end, and then in the distance, you hear someone like 30 desks away.
Yeah.
Kedge goes, puts his vest on. Walks, I was running over there.
Yep. Hard hat.
Heard a sneeze.
Helmets on.
Heard a sneeze.
How can I help?
Am I right?
Yeah.
She's like, I've got a bit of hay fever. Well, yep. I'm your handy little first aider. My name's Kedge. Nice meeting you. I'm surprised you haven't met already.
I gave you the large. I said, oh, don't worry. Because they were really struggling. I said, don't worry, I'll get you a hay fever tablet. And they're like, where do I get a hay fever tablet from?
They didn't know about Puritan and they got hay fever.
Mm. Say it again?
They didn't know about Puritan.
They'd forgotten their medicine for the day. And they were really struggling.
Yeah. And how did you source that?
Where did you get it from?
You went out and bought it for him?
No. I asked my boss because I know that he has a locker full of medicine.
Okay. Yeah.
So I said, oh, can I just have a little hay fever tablet, please?
Yeah.
Went, yeah, sure, Kedge. Oh, yeah. He goes, oh, I have as many as you want. So, and then I made out that obviously Kedge, the first aider, had all the kit.
And was he or she?
It was a she.
It was a she. And I knew.
Very grateful.
I knew you'd come to. You know, if I'm telling you, Satchy.
No.
His geezer wouldn't come over.
No. I'll help.
He's
everybody.
Trying to be a little bit chivalrous.
No, we don't discriminate when it comes to
like
people struggling.
Antihistamine?
No.
I'd sneeze in his face.
Yeah. Oh, mate, you ain't getting nothing for that. No. I don't want any.
Spit on that face.
I don't want that at all. I don't want that at all. So what have you been up to this weekend? Because you've been a bit quiet again, Tom.
Yeah, no, I'm again, very busy. Lots of shows. People who know, follow me on Instagram, you'll see the Bollywood Time Machine show. We're doing rehearsals for the Bollywood Odyssey show. So there's two of those. I was on the move again. Actually, while I was on the way, let me share this with you, actually. Mm. While I was on the way back from Belfast.
Yeah. Today.
Today.
Oh, yeah.
This happened.
Okay.
This morning. So I got a very early flight. So I did the event last night in Belfast. It was the Irish, Northern Irish Hair and Beauty Awards.
Irish.
Okay, I'm going to
quickly. That's really thick, the accent there.
Right. Bruv.
Okay, really? I don't understand.
I forgot to even mention this in when we talk about the podcast, what we're going to discuss. And I was going to say.
Yeah.
I spent, I don't know how many times. I must have said, I'm sorry, 30 times. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. To
I'm
decode sorry. The message.
Okay. Yeah. Let me give you the example that came up on stage.
Go on.
Right. somebody won an award. A lot of women. It's all women because it's hair and beauty awards, right? So it's all salon workers, owners, acrylic nails, hair specialists, eyebrows.
What would you say the ratio is?
95% women.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. So for every 100 women.
So you mean there's one man who plucked eyebrows?
Yeah, but there'll be like the husband of someone will come along. But other than that, people will come in their salon.
Forced to come along.
Yeah, the salon double is who comes. But I was a little bit nervous because I thought, I know the Northern Irish have got banter. I've got Irish have got banter.
Yeah.
Can I hold my own? Will I be all right? Will they eat me alive? And it was fine. It went well. And actually got a lot of love. But so this woman comes up. She's getting her award. Mm. And somebody went, and that's her win.
What?
And that's her win. Right?
Right.
And the girl
lost me. What was it? Because it was about her boyfriend, Wayne.
Right. Okay. So she's up on the stage. Wayne. She's a bit emotional.
Yeah.
All her table are cheering from where they've won the award.
Yeah.
And someone from that table points at another woman and goes, "That's her win," which I think is a very good accent, by the way.
That's very good. It's very
because I've heard them talking a lot.
That's winning. That's her winning.
No,
because she's pointing to a person. Oh.
And I'm going, and you know
partner.
What language?
When?
I'll tell you now.
Adwen.
Yeah. That's her soft, and that's her Jira, and that's her Wen. Joanne. Adjoanne. Not Goldie Wen. Adjoanne.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. That's weird. So I'm like, that's.
What is it?
Okay. I'll tell you, she's saying two.
One more time.
She's saying two words, and they are English words.
Say it one more time.
That's her Wen.
Wing.
No, not wing. Is that what it sounds like? And I just went,
wing?
I'm...
Oh, her wing.
No.
Bear in mind, she's pointing...
Two words.
...at a woman.
Two words. A her woman. Wing.
Her wing.
None of it. No. Wang is it's two not, words.
There's no G.
Wang is two... two.
It's Wen. Wen.
Rooney.
Wen.
Yeah.
That's a waning. No, it's no G.
It's two words.
Where... That's a... way. Her way... Her
think Scottish as well. What does Scott say for little?
Oh, we.
So what's her win?
That's her little sister.
Her daughter.
Her daughter. Win.
A wee one.
A wee one.
Okay. My God. I would have just laughed as always and just carry on.
Because obviously not only that.
You just go, all right.
There's all those words they've got in there, and I should have read the script beforehand. You know what I'm like? I rocked up 5 minutes before.
Yeah, of course. That's Tommy Sandy special.
County Falmalag. You know
who?
Yeah, exactly. F-A-L-L-A, and it was L-A-G-H. But there's a, I think the G-H, A-G-H, you pronounce A. So it's Falmalay. The A-G-H is...
Did they laugh at you?
Of course they did. And actually, I felt stupid. I didn't like that feeling because I was like, I felt disrespectful to them.
Yeah.
You know, like here I am hosting their awards.
Yeah.
Learn a few words, mate.
Yeah.
Have some respect. So I felt like I was, and I went, I apologize. I said, I'm really sorry. Oh. But how the hell did you get that from that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wen was one of them. But anyway. Great time, great night, sunny evening as well. Everyone beautiful, glammed up, beautiful. Glammed up, good night, a little bit of a DJ. He weren't that good though. Got back today. So get the flight, early flight as well. So it finishes, by the time I leave and go to bed, it's about sort of 12:30, right? Flights, left the hotel 7:00, flights at 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
Get here, get to Luton Airport, call my Uber.
Yeah.
But there's loads of works going on at Luton Airport at the moment, right? All the car park shut. So my guy is a few minutes away.
That's because it burnt down, didn't it?
That's right. They said to me, the car park set on fire.
It was a big thing.
How'd you set a car park on fire?
But that was like last summer or something, remember?
The car park on fire, they're repairing it all now. Yeah. So all the car parks in it. Anyway, so eventually, it took me ages. You have to then get a shuttle to that car park to meet the driver.
Mm. Okay.
So he's waiting there about 10, 15 minutes. I felt a bit bad. He was all good. Dayub was his name. What's up, Dayub?
Dayubs.
Right. Dayub in his Tesla. And I get in and let me fast forward you to the end bit. The end bit of this conversation resulted in him saying, you're going to have to get out at this Tesco Express. I keep saying Tesco Express. Tesco Extra. There's a Tesco on the A406.
Oh.
He goes, you're going to have to get out here.
Well, that big one coming in from where I come
from.
The A406.
On the A406. The big
one. It's like near Edmonton's.
That's exactly the one. Yeah. Right?
That's near Tottenham.
It's not far from my house.
Yeah.
Near the IKEA. No, it is.
It's about another 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, but it's not far.
No.
Yeah.
The whole fare, by the way, was £55 from Luton Airport to my house.
Yeah.
And when he booted me out and I ordered another one, it was £20, £19. Okay. So that's how far it is.
Why did the Uber driver say something?
Did you puke in his?
No, didn't puke.
Did you?
Did he? Oh, he ran out of battery.
No. What's he doing? Run out of battery. What's that mean? Oh, he no.
On his Tesla.
No, no. And he kicked me out, turned around, and went back to Luton.
Oh.
Oh, because he forgot to pick his mum up.
You're now on the right lines. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
He forgot someone, didn't he?
Huh?
He had another pickup. Family pickup.
Something urgent came up. Yeah.
Right.
He had to get back for.
Yes.
Go on.
But it was on speakerphone. I heard the conversation.
Okay. Let's give us a conversation.
Dayab, I hope you don't mind me just baiting this out because I'm only sharing this, Dayab, because...
Dayab ain't listening.
I didn't tell him about the podcast because of what happened in the car.
He might do.
But the only reason I'm sharing it is because I think a lot of us may have been in a similar spot or whatever, particularly lads who might drop the ball as married men. You know, if you want So he's driving me along and bear in mind, I've made him wait a little bit longer than
his missus.
Right? His missus rings.
Yeah. But it's on speakerphone.
Right. Because
no, but they all answer on speakerphone now.
Actually, tell a lie.
It
might have just been loud.
Asians all answer
on speakerphone. Because he's driving. So he drives. He's not going to put it to his ear. He didn't have Bluetooth headset. And she went.
Need the headphones.
Basically, she said, are you still okay to pick up our little one? Right? I'll win.
Right. Okay.
And he paused. Right.
Yeah,
and I could tell straight away
this ain't looking good
because I'm married and I've been married enough years to pick up on the vibe that women can send out, right? and also just from the back of his head I'm going, you paused up, right? And
well done,
basically
Dave.
The time now is 10 past 11. We're not at my house.
Yeah.
It's about a 40 minute journey back to Luton Airport, Luton, where he lives. He's got to pick up, from what came from the conversation, he's got to pick up his little one from nursery because nursery ends at midday.
Oh my God. How's he cocked this one up?
He's cocked it up.
He's cocked
right?
it
up. Right? He hasn't realised what time it is. He hasn't realised what time or what's going on. Or he's just forgotten. And I heard the conversation. It went quiet for another 5 to 7 minutes. That's quite a long time. Where he's thinking, what do I do now? Right? And I thought, I'm not going to get involved.
No, he has to make the decision.
And it'll be, very much a Kedgel and a Tommy Sandu thing. Satch wouldn't either. But me and Kedg would end up getting involved and go, sorry, mate, I overheard that. What's going on? Da, 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 da. Right? And I thought, no, let me just stay quiet.
Must have been hard.
It was hard.
Yeah.
Because I'd already solved his problem for him.
Because I would have gone, boss, you need to go.
Well, and that's what he said. He said, would you mind if I dropped you off at the big Tesco and you get another cab? He goes, the fare will amend automatically. He goes, look, I will tell you this. The first 5 miles, you have to pay a little bit more. So you will pay a little bit more for that bit because you're going to get another journey. Mm. But other than that, it's the same. He goes, but I said, I know you've got to pick the little one up. Mm. I said, she didn't sound too happy. He goes, no, she's not. Yeah. And like, so he goes, the whole point is that I'm the flexible one, I'm doing it.
Well,
so he probably...
Well, you saved their marriage, Tommy. Well done.
Well, I don't know if I did, but you know, nice did he make you. It back? Did he not? But it was just...
Who knows?
What do you mean I wouldn't get involved? To be fair, if I heard that, I think I would have done the same.
No, because you wouldn't have understood it.
What do you mean?
Would you have suggested it? Would you have waited for
him to say? No, I think I would have said, just drop me off here, it's cool.
No.
If I'm not in a rush to go anywhere, then it's cool, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. If you were in a rush...
But if Tommy, Tommy had to come home and
He
was just coming home.
Yeah.
If you were going to a job, Tommy, then it's different, isn't it?
Yeah. And actually, my instant gut was to go, oh, mate. But then, you know what is? What overrode it all is the wife power.
I know.
I understand.
Do you know his wife?
No, but they're all the same.
He does
bro.
Now.
They're all the same, man. Okay.
You reckon that would have been the same case if he had a Gora at the back of his car?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, mate. Well,
would that have gone down?
I think he would have still asked politely, but then I think a non de- no, not a, maybe not.
Because you remember,
I know what you're saying.
You were already along in the story because you understood.
Yeah, but I don't think he didn't have to get back because the samosa lady's about to go out and he's got to pick up 150 samosas.
Yeah, it was quite important.
It's a generic one that all married men, I think, could relate with.
Yeah, but so it's still a hard one because you're still not fulfilling your job, isn't it?
But he,
I get that, but sometimes you just got to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fair play.
So actually, and just want to
quickly. That's good of you, Tommy.
No, well, I jumped out and I made it easy for him. I just went, bro, don't worry. I said, I've got kids. I totally understand.
I get it.
I said, look, you got to get back.
Yeah.
What else can you do?
Yeah.
What I might have done if I was him, I don't think he made it, but what I would have done is rung the nursery and said, any chance you can keep her or him for another.
Half an hour.
Yeah. Right? And then I'm just finishing a job. I got a bit delayed. But I think his tatti was so coming out because his wife that he just like, I just got to go. And I know that feeling. God, bloody hell. We've all been in that one. But just on while I'm on my little travel debacles, and one other sort of slight travel issue. But again, I was just, I don't know. I think I'm getting to an age where I'm fed up with life. After everything, like, no, I tell you what, after everything we
don't say that.
No, not all life. I'm fed up with a lot of people. I realize there's no point.
That fuse is getting shorter and shorter.
No, short fuse. There is no fuse now. There is no fuse.
It's gone in.
I've got an in now. It's probably the same as my balls since I've been married. They're just kind of withdrawn. What I mean is. After the BBC thing, and God, the management really let me down, right? Yeah. Then after the politics and Boris Johnson lying.
Really?
And then,
like,
you know, Liz Truss. And then just you see other people in positions of power.
Rishi,
like,
as well.
Like, you're all crap. You know, I don't really have any faith in anyone. Mm. I'm just going to crack on, do my thing, have fun, have a laugh, pop the clogs one day, right? Hopefully after a grand old age. So my point is, I didn't really rise up to this one, but I'm on the train on the way back from Harrow on Friday night.
Yes.
Last Friday, again, another sunny, warm evening.
Yeah, it was.
Taylor Swift is in town.
It's me.
She is.
Yeah. I'm the problem. Right, yeah, so, and I'm she's doing her Eras tour, right? So
Are you Swifty?
Well, I've watched the tour. I watched it on TV.
You what?
I watched the whole tour.
Have you?
Yeah, on because it's on
That's
Amazon.
That's a bit strange.
No.
That is weird.
I'll tell you why. I actually thought to myself, this is research, because... Same, you know when you watch those late night porn things? Yeah, you said you're looking at camera angles. Remember that one?
And you
said you like to know about the different... Because I said I like Taylor Swift, and you said I like the Taylor Swift. So that's a different kind of Taylor you like.
Quickly, not slowly.
Quick Taylor.
Yeah.
That should be a masseuse's name. Oh, a Desi masseuse.
Taylor Swift.
Come on.
Yeah.
That is a great...
In and out, let's go. Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Why did you watch the concert? Production.
She is the number one pop star, I would say, in the world right now. I'd say pop star, not male, not female, just generic.
Pop star. Yeah, agree.
She's the closest to Michael Jackson mania.
Well, yeah, no, but I don't think you should do that. See, that's what your bindles do. That's an old school.
No. I'm saying
that you're on point. She's close to Michael Jordan.
No.
It's irrelevant.
The euphoria that Michael
Jackson
created.
She's close to Amitabh Bachchan.
Yeah.
No. The euphoria that Michael Jackson created around the world is what Taylor Swift is commanding around the world.
Well, okay, then on that note, she's outdone Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Because on the
way. No, that's a bendy thing to do.
No, I tell you what. No, if you're saying you're comparing around the world. I'm telling you why, right?
Yeah.
Nobody. Well, no, percentage wise of people who dressed up as Michael Jackson to go to a Michael Jackson concert, one in what? 1,000?
Yeah, but that was...
Kedge was
these
the guy.
Lot, these Swifties, everyone.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's
what
the thing now.
What do you mean they dressed up as her? Right, I don't understand.
So that's
no, but that's like, you know, like when people went to watch Barbie.
Yeah, they dressed up in
everyone
pink.
Everyone in the world dressed in pink.
And so you had a mix of outfits.
No, but I didn't even know Taylor Swift having an outfit or dress or whatever. What's her thing?
No, it's just you just express yourself.
No, yeah.
What?
That's it.
You express yourself in colours.
Kedge is so down with it.
I'm down with it.
Don't forget, Kedge is also the person who was banned from backstage at Ariana Grande's concert.
Yeah.
I was like, what's her name?
That's why I was in.
I had to take down a tweet.
Yeah.
That's why he was not allowed near.
He revealed a lot of things that I wasn't supposed to reveal.
Because he was in a toilet. And,
no, because Harry Styles was in the background.
Don't tweet her sheet. That's what they said, yeah.
Kid, you're not allowed to say it. If you were allowed to take the picture, then you just gone and said what it was.
Well, it was too late because all the Ariana Grande fans already nicked it off my profile. It was everywhere. But I had to delete the original
source. Taken down, Tommy. You know what's happening.
No, that was years ago now. The Ariana Grande people who actually DM'd me haven't DM'd me since, so I'm okay.
You're going to get Grande mod. You're going to get proper...
No, I'm fine. She comes and finds
you. Well, anyway, so Taylor Swift, they're all getting on the train on the way to my show.
Yeah.
I saw they were already on the train because the train, I was going to Harrow, they're going to Wembley, it's two stops apart.
Yeah.
So we're coming from central sort of London. Mm. And so they're already on the train and I'm looking around thinking, what are they all dressed up for? Because I actually thought the Eras tour was done because I watched it on the telly. I'm like,
oh yeah, no, it's actually on for an era.
Yeah, right. And then and I went to one person. I went, sorry, what's going on?
What's going down here?
And I'm going to say this guy was camp as anything.
Yeah.
Turned around. I didn't ask him. He had his back to me. The woman, the girl he was with, was facing me. And he went, it's Swiftie, darling. It's Taylor Swift. Yeah. Right.
How did you not know?
Right, like, come on.
I'm surprised you didn't know, Tommy.
Right. And I went, oh. And then I was bumbling around going, oh, I've actually seen the show. I said, have you seen? I said, oh, so she's still touring. And they went, yeah, it's still going. Yeah. Right. But then
Then they were panicked. I was like, and everybody, I said, everybody does this. Everybody drank. And they went, yeah. Right? And people got tattoos of their album.
Yeah, nail polish, everything.
Right? And weird, like, bright feathers and this and the other. Someone had a... Like,
people
a
planning the outfits for, like, weeks.
All body.
Like, is that just for her concert or concerts in general?
No, this is Taylor
thing.
Because like, I'm going to a concert on the weekend.
Who are you going to see?
Burna Boy.
Have you got have you got an outfit ready?
No, well,
I think if the weather's nice, I'm going in shorts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? With those beautiful calves that you've got.
Should go as a Bunsen burner.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Because I'm
in tribute. Okay. Yeah.
But wait, this is the weird thing. On the way back, I'm coming from Harrow. I'm going to pass Wembley. They're all about to get on.
Okay.
Right? So you've got them twice in the day.
I've got them twice in the day. I've got both sides of the concert because I've done mine, right?
Yeah.
So as I'm coming back, when we pull into Wembley, I'd forgotten, obviously. Yeah. But then I'll see them all on the platform. Thousands of them.
Yeah. Coming at
you. I was like, great. I'm going to film them all getting on. All these colourful outfits, whatever, right? So I pull up my phone and I'm going... And I was with a couple of the dancers who were on the show with me.
Yeah.
Who were just heading back. And I went, look, check this out. I went, here they come. So I'm saying, talking to them. They sat opposite me.
Yeah.
I went, here they come. Here come the Swifties. Everyone, here come the Swifties. And then the doors open and everyone goes running on to get a seat.
Yeah.
All these outfits.
You were sat down, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sat down. I'm holding the phone up, obviously. Mm. Right? Yeah. And then some guy, quite early on, comes in. He goes, oh, what are you doing? Why are you filming random strangers for?
Oh.
And calls me out like I'm the weirdo.
Yeah, yeah. No, so you're the weirdo.
He had a crap time at the concert.
No, he didn't. He was
no, like, but you were the weirdo because you're 40 plus something filming.
Filming people. No, what? But see... He made it that.
For me,
it wasn't that.
It wasn't that. And I think... because
it was like, whoa, look at what it is. And I would have shown you guys. I would have posted it.
No, but you were doing it as... You were blatantly filming. It wasn't like an undercover kind of sneaky.
Yeah, because he saw it. He saw it as soon as he came on. Yeah. And he went, why are you filming random strangers?
He's done
it. And I put out, I went, oh, sorry. I said, I was just trying to capture the whole Swiftie. And then I was nervous and I sounded like...
Can't take your phone out, mate. Can't take your phone out.
And
you can't.
And then the dancers opposite me just went like, oh, God, like, that's a bit awkward, right?
Awkward.
And at that, I literally put the phone out. I thought, ugh. And I looked at him and then he was like, looking at me like disgusted by me.
Yeah.
And he was quite camp and outrageous. You get two types of camp people. You get, oh, hey, and you get bitchy camp people, right? It was a bit of a bitchy camp person, right?
Okay.
And he was just like that. But the girl he was with obviously picked up the vibe like I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, it was a bit harmless.
And I'll be honest, I don't think I look like a freak, right? And she was like, oh, did you go to the concert? And she started making small talk with me. No. And I could tell, then he's sat in between me and her now. And it got more awkward because she's going...
Oh, so he's next to you?
He's right, because he sat down there, because he was coming for the chair, saw the phone and went, what are you doing?
Right.
Right? And I'm like, oh, right. So
you can't do stuff like
so
that.
So I actually just, you know when you go, say nothing, say less.
Yeah, don't
say
get
less,
yeah,
Tommy,
yeah,
say Tommy, don't say. Yeah. And then the girl was going, oh, did you? I went, no. I said, but I did watch it. I said, it looked quite incredible. I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah.
And she went, it really is. It really is.
Now you're being nice.
Right, yeah, just to her, just to kind of tone it down.
I was saying, shit. I saw it. It looked rubbish.
Nah. Sad. You'd have been locked up, mate.
Oh, shit.
How would you react? You would have cussed it out and gone, why is everyone dressed that way?
No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have said, to be fair, I wouldn't have filmed him in the first place.
You wouldn't
have?
Okay.
I wouldn't have filmed. No, but it's just.
I am never going to see that again.
Yeah, no, I get that.
That's a close I'm going to probably get to it. Do you know what I mean? Like, this whole rush of people.
Yeah, but I think as soon as you start, you know, getting past a certain age and you start holding a camera out, I think now that generation just thinks, what are you doing?
Am I Dirty Buddha?
Yeah. That's the era you're in. You're in that era, mate. It's the Buddha era.
That's the era. Taylor Swift era. Era's tour. Buddha era.
Dirty Buddha era.
You're in your Buddha era.
Yeah. Right. But
speaking of Buddha era, there was a weekend. Funny again. I was DJing somewhere.
Yeah.
Person had a whole iPad filming at a wedding.
I love an iPad film.
Why are you filming?
Andy's uncle.
Yeah.
I love Why are you filming with an iPad?
Yeah. But you know, because they think that the resolution's better, but it's not.
It was awful.
But the screen is big.
Do you know what? I was DJing and like he was in front of me and I wanted to take a photo. But I just couldn't.
Did he have the flash on?
Yeah, like it was just fully on. I was like, why are you standing there with a lover?
A lot of them, because they're carrying it around, they'll have like a case for it as well.
Very quickly.
And the case will flap.
Yeah, the flappy thing was flapping around as well while they were holding it. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Tommy, seeing as you've been travelling on trains and planes and all of that, you were on a bus.
Yeah.
No, but you were on a bus.
You were on a bus, on the sides of the bus.
Not on a bus. On the side of a bus.
Oh, yeah, my picture.
Yeah.
Bus matey.
What's that all about?
It's Bollywood Odyssey.
Where was that?
Bro, okay, can we just, because this is the place of real talk, I always say that, right?
Yeah.
So that it was around the Hayes area, because where the
okay,
where the show is happening is at Beck Theatre Hayes. So some, it's West London buses. And there's quite a lot of them that have got it. I've been sent it quite a few times now.
What was it? So people in West London are sending you a picture of you on the
family
bus.
And people.
Do you know what? That is quite sick. But like, when you said
Bollywood
Odyssey
and Tommy's face, isn't it? It's
right.
Bit of a juxtaposition there.
Oh, here we go. He's come out with it. See, he said it again.
That's just the one you have. That was just the one you
have. Right. But what I find funny is, like, obviously, I'm a part of this play. I first got on board because I was going to be the narrator.
This is the play.
This is the play. This is the acting thing.
How all the people that put you in it who've never acted before?
And, bruv, you should see the girls.
To put them on the bus, isn't it?
The girls that are leads are stunning. The guy who's plays the lead.
Well, they're actors,
he looks like a shark. He's not a shark. He's pretty bad looking than shark. He's a hunk.
And I'm like, all the people they put him on it.
And not only that, I'm going to, spoiler alert, I'm going to have a wig on the show.
So you don't even look like that.
So I don't look like me as me. Mm. And on the side of the bus, it says, Bollywood Odyssey, blah, blah, blah. These are dates starring Tommy Sandu.
So you're the big draw.
I don't think I am.
I think he is.
I think people might know me around that area. So they're
give us an autograph, mate.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Wow.
Are you going to come and watch the show?
That is big, though. That is big.
Yeah, I do want to come.
Yeah, we'll come and have a look at it.
I get a guest list.
Ked, you got to wear a wig as well that night. No. Because you got to dress up as him. That's what people do when they go out to concerts.
No wigs for me. But this weekend, I was shopping. I had to get a new telly. I need to get a new telly.
Did you break your last
one? No, just for another room. So
did you change size? Oh, is this a new telly for a new room? Yeah. Or is there
no, new telly for a new room.
Okay. Size, is it a smaller room?
Oh,
like
nothing.
30 inch,
24 inch? No, it can fit 45.
Okay. See, 45 has become the standard small sort, normal telly.
Yeah, anything smaller, I can't deal with it.
Brother, I remember my dad going to the shop and we got a 32 inch.
Oh, my, 32 was like the one. Do you remember? Even 28, to be fair, in the bedroom. 28. I was like, oh wow,
yeah.
28. Oh, wow. All to myself.
Yeah. We've established I'm 47. If I'm in the bedroom with a 28, that's something's gone
but,
wrong.
But TV shopping. You know me, right? I kind of knew what I wanted, so I went into Curry's and I thought, right, bam, 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 bam.
Had you done your homework?
Yeah, I'd done my homework. Yeah. Done my homework. I knew which one I wanted.
Why did you go Curry's? Because you know price match occurs and things like that.
Oh no, it's just because it's the nearest telly shop that I can get to in Watford, right? I don't.
In petrol costs. See?
No.
He's that guy. He still buys stuff from Curry's.
Yeah.
Well, where else do you get a telly from?
Online.
You don't need to buy stuff from Curry's anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Curry's needs to shut down.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Go there to look at it, maybe.
Yeah.
But then don't buy from Curry's.
Honestly,
PRC.
So, because in Watford, in that bit of industrial park, is Curry's, and that's just where I think it's like. That's where you go and buy your tellies or computers and whatever PC was. Well, I still do. So I went there and I did the research in terms
of
what the
backwards of him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Seeing as we you're the tech man.
Yeah, you're the tech man. Man still goes to Curry's to pick up
the
TV.
The reason why
I can imagine you going, Brad, who buys a game? Who goes? Who goes?
That's what I mean. I
want to touch the telly. Do you know what I mean?
You've got to embrace the future.
I want to see the ports. I want to see where the ports are and stuff like that. And it's lucky I asked that question because basically this telly, you could have one with the ports.
I want to see where the ports are.
No, it's really important.
You can go and do
360 views online.
You can go and do all of that research and then just go home and get it for cheaper.
Yeah. Cheaper and delivered to your door.
But that's me. I don't do that part of the research. I just want to do the research in terms of the quality. That is probably the bit about me which doesn't make
Tesco's,
me Indian or
Gujarati.
Because I don't do the price match thing. I just go and I think that's what
you
I want.
You the product.
I want the product. Okay. So the product I knew, and there was obviously the two tellies. There was one which had the ports part of the telly. There was another thing that comes with a separate box where you put all the ports in. I was like, oh, no, that's a bit ugly. I don't know. First of all, I thought, oh, that's really
I've got
nice. Because the telly looks very slim because it doesn't have the ports bit, but it's a separate, like, thing that you have to
put.
It's
like this big there. Everything connects to it.
Yeah, so
it's like one wire goes into the TV, then everything goes into that
box.
Yeah,
so basically if you were having it on the wall, you'd be one wire.
Because it's in a nightmare me trying to... Okay, cool.
Absolutely, yeah. But then, so I said, right, can I get some help with this telly, please? So there was one guy and he goes, oh, it's not me. He goes, oh, this other guy. The other guy comes along.
Were they helpful in there?
Well, so I wasn't expecting any help because nowadays shopping assistants are useless.
Yeah, they're unhelpful.
They're just there just for the sake of being there.
Yeah.
They're not trained or anything. They don't know anything.
Yeah.
And it's just a waste of time.
Agreed.
So I thought, let me just ask. So this young kid came up and he goes, yeah, I can help you. And then when I started asking him a bit more technical questions, he was like, actually, he goes, this guy's the expert. Yeah.
So let me get my uncle.
Third person, yeah. So his name was Himanshu Bhai.
Himanshu
Bhai, Gujarati. So I clocked that straight away. Mm-hmm. But we kept it English. And he was like, yeah, this one, explained everything.
You should have gone in.
And he really knew his stuff.
Good.
And I thought, wow, this is, I love
Babe,
it. You know,
did you feel like for a moment, separated. But
yeah, I mean, if you can tell me the difference between OLED and QLED, I love you.
Yeah.
And he did that. And so therefore, I thought, this guy's proper. I'm now going to keep him and I'm going to rinse him for even more information about these tellies. Anyway, doing it, I said, right. So I won it. I said, well, I said, you know what? And I thought, tell me about soundbars. I said, I want a soundbar.
Soundbar.
I want a soundbar. And then he showed me, you know the ones with the big woofer and all that? I said, yeah, I don't need all of that. I said, I don't need all of that. I said, you know what? I just like a little bar and that's it. That does it all.
Yeah.
I said, just show me something quite basic.
Need a woofer.
I know, but it's not living room. Do you know what I mean?
It's a slightly smaller room.
It's a smaller room. Yeah, I don't need all of that.
And some of the ones now, even the basic ones, I've got a bit of bass.
And also,
I'm with you.
And this was, of course, a Brucey bonus because I was like, if there's something affordable, right?
Yes. Okay.
So he goes, this is the cheapest one, Samsung one, fits with the telly and all that. Yeah. And he goes, but the one below, that's the latest one, which is a single bar, but it was almost double the price.
Of course.
I said, I played the cheap one, right?
Yeah, fine.
The bass was brilliant.
Yeah. Of course.
I said, this will do.
What did he play? Beanie Man?
And it was something. You just press like. You just. No, I wish. But no, it was. Remix. It was just like a demo. And it was like, oh, I was like, wow, this bass is good. Yeah. Anyway, so I said, all right. Add that to the bundle as well.
Was it a Samsung telly as well?
Yeah, Samsung telly, Samsung bar. So
good tellies, isn't they?
Oh yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one. That new one. So
you can fold the telly.
Yeah. So we sat down to the business end of it, and he goes, you know, give me your name and everything. So when he took my name, he figured out Gujarati fella.
Oh, I thought he meant. The
gadget. So then I thought, you know what, I'm gonna drop the older Gujarati word.
He figured out what?
No, he wouldn't.
It's when you said Mister.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, got ya.
Yeah.
So then he goes,
the penny dropped.
So I thought
he looked at Kedge's bill and he went, now do you want to go and get your dad? TV?
Honestly, that's what he did. So he thought I'm some young kid. And then I dropped it. I thought I'd drop in one Gujarati word.
Henne.
It was a henne. It was like a chalo.
You love that word.
No,
all the time.
No, I don't. I said chalo. Let's do that. Let's do that. I said chalo. I put a little chalo.
Okay, chalo.
Right? And then he took that as the intro and gave me a few words in Gujarati.
So
I was like, all right, cool. And then he basically cussed one of the.
The other workers,
right?
He called him a gadero.
Yeah, no, basically he did. He goes, because basically he was this young kid shouting around. He goes, you see it? The way he walks around, he owns a gap. He goes, but he doesn't do anything. He goes, this guy's a little kid.
How did he say in Gujarati?
Well, no, but he was just like, it was all like, you know, but he was a couple
of people. I just want to hear.
Well, no, but he goes, yeah. I don't know. But then, like, our manager said, So I thought, oh, we've connected here, right? Anyway, so we're doing it, and then we're starting to put in the forms in, all that, filling in address, delivery, all of that kind of stuff, and everything like that. And then I said, you know, the problem I get, I said,
you didn't take it home with you.
No, I couldn't that day because I had loads of other stuff in the car. I was like,
they redirected him to the website.
No.
They said, if you could just order it
out. No. He done it for me. But he also goes, I said, you know what? The problem I get is the soundbar connecting to the telly. I said, I've tried all the different connections. Mm. I said, there's always a little bit of lag in
as I've got, as you know.
Which you've got. And it drives me nuts.
It drives me nuts.
I said, I don't want to pay for this. He goes, but you
can
have
to. Can I just pause to say, shout out to my dad?
Yeah.
If you think it drives me nuts. Please don't even mention this in front of my dad. Oh. My dad's listening to the podcast now.
Oh. Right? But uncle, I get you. It does my nutting.
What do you mean by lag?
Like
Roy King speaking, and then you hear it afterwards.
Yeah.
Because it's a Bluetooth connection.
No, never Bluetooth it.
No, I know. But then I even tried the optical connection as well. It's rubbish.
No, that works.
But then what would happen is it would keep losing the connection. They have to reconfigure the remote control. It's so rubbish, honestly. So I told him this problem. He goes, you got to use the HDMI. And this is a bit of knowledge for everyone. Things I learned. HDMI ARC.
Yes, cable. That's what you need, yeah.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Oh my. This is what you stupid Apple people ain't got a clue about.
What's an ARC?
Just don't worry about it.
Anyway, so he goes, this is the wire. I went, fine. It's a bit expensive, but I thought, all right, fine. Anyway.
So you need that cable?
No, it was about 20, 30 quid, something like that. I said, you know what? I said, uncle, I've got HDMI cable at home. It's fine. It ain't ARC, but it'll do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
you need an ARC.
So then we're about to sign everything. And he goes, can I say something to you? I said, what? And I thought, here we go. He's now going to cuss me or something.
You're a prick.
He knows, yeah.
Can you give me a little bit of discount?
No, I didn't ask for it. He goes, you're the first Asian who has come in here and not asked for a discount.
Oh, really?
And I went, oh. I said, well, I didn't think you could because this is curry. It's not Wembley Market. This is not, do you know what I mean? No, it's not venison's in Wembley where you buy.
You should have said to him, I'm the guy who asked to pay double for stuff. I'm that stupid.
If you said it was, I would have paid it. So he goes,
it's not 600 quid. It's a grand.
You know what? He goes, I really like that. He goes, I'm going to sort you out a discount.
Yeah.
Oh. He took off 350 quid.
What?
350 quid. He goes, you just sit there. He goes, I'm going to go and do so. I don't know what he did in the background and everything like that. And then he goes, what? He goes, do you get Virgin Internet, like Virgin Media Internet? And I went, yeah. He goes, hold on. Whacked off another 35 quid. I was like, how are you doing all of this stuff?
Love it.
He goes, don't worry, I'll look after you. And I was like, this guy is a legend.
Himanshu Kaka.
So pick Himanshu Kaka, thank you so much for absolutely. And he allowed the normal HDMI. He put a gold one in there. I've got some gold cable that connects to the telly now. I was like, this guy's only discovered
a gold tape cable now.
I thought, sometimes it's just good to just be you.
No, I think it's wrong. I think what he's done, that is the same as...
What has he done?
He's done
that. He felt sorry for me.
Because you're a Rati. Because you're Gujarati.
Of course, right? We must have connected.
So that now, with imagine the right
golden
now.
Golden HDMI?
There's a regular, degular, quarter upper quarter. Someone sitting there, right, watching this, listening to this podcast, kind of going, hang on. This is what they do.
It's true.
They look after each other.
That's what it's going to look like. It's at their discretion if they want to give
this. This is like Rishi Sunak all over again.
Yeah.
No.
This is the Tories, looking after each other.
Yeah, this is what it is.
This is how the middle class of Northwest London Gujaratis move.
I really appreciate it. And then we started chatting. He'd just come from Portugal, from Albufeira. And he was like, oh, yeah. He goes, I went and saw my mate after ages. Started telling me how he had like the roti and dala with his mate out in Portugal. I might have been there
the same time as you.
Maybe. I was like, was he on the night out with you boys?
Yeah.
But he goes, he loved it.
But hold a minute. Him to take off 350
quid. But how that's much the soundbar free.
Can I? Oh, did you get the more expensive one then?
Yeah, he put the. He goes. Don't worry.
He gets excited.
I couldn't believe it. No, because you know when you're not expecting it.
Yeah.
And he just gives you the soundbar for free. I was like, this is a result.
Yeah. Well done. But how much was the telly in the first place?
It's a grand.
For 43?
It was under a grand.
Even if it's 800, 900, bro.
Bro, that's expensive.
No, but because it was the latest one, last year.
Still expensive.
It's not QLED, it's OLED.
Yeah. I'll still get it for cheaper.
OLED. Rip him off.
He's found the bucket of the day. I don't know. But it's fine. I'll take it because in my mind, I thought I did well. Didn't he do well? Also then, that night, I was invited to Chris Evans' little summer party. Last year, I was there with Rod Stewart. It's a private party, obviously.
Who was there? James Blunt,
Sam Ryder. I love Sam Ryder. Sam Ryder is...
Long hair fella.
I think Sam Ryder needs to do a little hookup with a Bollywood singer. I spoke to him about that.
Because of the rock and roll element of it.
Say again?
Tell you to do one?
You kind of just said, oh, all right, yeah, let me know. Mm. You kind of did a little, speak to Chris. But it was a weird moment. I was watching James Blunt and I was standing next to Sam Ryder. I'm like, this is mad, isn't it? Just like, the voices of these people is brilliant. But also, it just gave me some inspiration and idea about what the Brownlow can do.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
We need to do that.
A private party at your house?
A private.
So now it's evolved.
Who
from
would
a flipping
like
garage banger bunch?
Yeah. No, we've moved on for that. Everyone does that.
You can pay to come round. You're going to do the food.
Loads of people, they paid a lot of money to come to you.
Oh, yeah, charity events.
It's a charity event.
Top level.
It's amazing. But the best bit for the night for me was I was driven to the after party.
Yeah.
Which was at another hotel. Okay. And I was in a car with Mark Wogan, Terry Wogan's son, who's doing podcast, and he makes pizza. My God, pizza is amazing. Yeah. So it was him and Mike Graham, who's on Talk Radio. You might have known him, he was on Talk Sport. Mm. He's really out there.
He
likes to just
Iron
say
Mike.
It out.
Iron Mike.
Iron Mike.
Yeah.
And we were in this car.
That is a random threesome in a car.
Well, no, it was a four. And then it was always a big honcho at Wireless Broadcast as well. Yeah. I'm with him as well. So we're at the back, me and the boss, and these two. And Mike Graham is basically having a go at Mark Wogan because Mark Wogan is driving an electric Fiat 500. Right. And he was just cussing it, going, I can't even believe I'm in this car. He goes, electric cars, absolute rubbish and all that. And my God, it's just, you know, the old school chat of banter and giving it. You know when you thought, if you record this, and I just love to be in that surrounding where you think, this still exists.
Yeah.
were just men giving it proper, and no one was getting offended.
But don't forget, okay, for those who don't, who might be listening around the world, Mike Graham is a top broadcaster.
Oh, one, yeah, right? Serious.
A serious broadcaster.
Controversial as well.
Yes.
Right, yeah. And more importantly, recently, he got caught with the mics being left on, saying, as you call it, Kedge, banter. And it's funny that you're here kind of going, you know, top level. Because basically, the kind of banter they do, the kind of banter that all most lads do, and we do in our chat and our WhatsApps and all that, which led to everything that it led to.
Yeah.
But it is, it's piss taking at the highest level.
It is. But out of each other. And it's brilliant how, you know, when the other person is giving it back.
And they can. And you know, at that level of top broadcaster, it's almost like the MMA heavyweights of banner.
Oh, yeah. It's Tyson great. Fury and sure. you know, it's the big ones. Yeah, but, and I just had that moment. I thought of you boys and I thought, God, this is, it was funny and it was really, but yeah.
Anyway. It was, I always find, okay, it's been a long time, obviously, because when I first started in the business, I used to hang out with Cilla Black.
Yeah.
So you go to these dinners and you'd see really famous people. Mm. Shirley Bassey.
It's next level.
Yeah, I tell you what it is. Because we're raised, you know, we're all working class, you know, immigrant families. Mm. And all of a sudden you're at a table and I've got like, you know, you've like, so you got those people. Yeah.
Rachel Riley.
Right.
Rachel Riley's talking to me about rum. Yeah.
Talking to you about who?
Rum.
Rum the drink.
I thought you said that, mum.
No.
No, you know what I heard?
What do you?
Rum. I thought, oh.
She's
getting into like.
No. No. Like rum and coke because we're trying a bit of rum.
And by the way, sorry, this got on that. Now I'm going off another tangent because you keep doing this. Sure. Right? Bring me back. Julia Roberts this week was saying how she spoke to Steve Jobs or like that, or Steve Jobs, and they're all recommending.
Yeah.
Speaking to some Hindu priest in India,
if
you want to sort your life out.
But I'm here.
And it's like, exactly. But they're saying actually, you know what? I've got something complete. I wanted to make mentions in the podcast because it was a greeting from one of the Indian families.
Oh,
I went to their house.
Oh right? Yeah,
for the filming of your TV show. Randomly.
For Desi Beat on Colors TV every Sunday night, new episode. Right, check it out. We just rock up at people's houses and they do some cooking.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, hi. And I knew the wife who was cooking was Sangeeta.
Okay.
And I said to the husband, I didn't see his name. So I went, oh, I'm Tommy. And the way he replied, I think only Indians would say this. There's two things I've acknowledged. I remembered another one.
Yeah.
Right? And he goes, Akshay, my side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my side.
No, but that's from India. That's from India.
Yeah.
Side, that is fully from India.
And I just grinned as soon as I heard it.
Yeah.
Akshay from my side.
Akshay from my side.
That's
grin.
Such a...
What does
have
that
you
mean?
Heard, have you heard Desi
say
heard
that?
Yeah, but the way you're grinning, we haven't twigged that they say that, and that's how that's quite strange.
I'm going to drop that next time.
Yeah,
Sachin from my side.
Sach from my side.
And then...
I'm going to do that now. I'm going to do that at a meeting.
Yeah,
yeah. With loads of English people. Kedge from my side.
But do a little head. Do a Desi head.
So you know when they have to go around the room and you have to introduce yourself? Hi, Kedge from my side.
Yeah,
they wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
And the other one was I was in the Starbucks queue at whatever airport I was leaving to go to, Stansted, leaving to go to Belfast.
What is your good name?
It's that kind of language.
Yeah.
But there's a guy in front of me, he's an Indian guy, and he's with an old Indian guy as well, probably about 75, 80 odd, right?
Yeah.
And he's there with his kind of 80 odd year old wife as well. They're mobile, they're active, they're all fine, they're sitting there. She's sitting on the little seats. This is that little pop-up kind of Starbucks that you get right by the gate.
Yeah.
Another one's right
there. Yeah.
So there's one guy working behind there. And this Indian guy's in front of me. And he goes, can I have a coffee, whatever? And he goes, can you make it 2x1?
Oh, yeah. 2x1.
2x1.
2x1, yeah. No,
do you know that?
I know that one.
Oh. What?
No, because that is so India. Because basically, so the reason I know that.
Okay, stop. Time out. What is it? Can you make this coffee 2x1?
2x1.
Make two?
No. Yeah, but no. It's not got nothing to do with Noah's Ark.
But basically, the kid who was behind the till, before you explain it, the kid who was behind the till went, sorry, what?
Yeah.
He was tall, very Javon.
No, but was he Indian?
No.
Oh, okay. No chance.
Right.
I ain't getting it.
There's 2x1. No chance that Gordon's getting it.
2x1.
2x1. You can have 1x2. You can have
2x4,
2x3. You can have all of those marbles.
That's a piece of wood.
You can have a 2x4.
So when he said it to the kid, because he was a young kid, he was about 18, right?
Yeah.
He went, sorry, what?
Yeah,
right,
sorry.
And also, this is a cost cutting saving tip as well.
Right. And then the guy went 2x1.
Oh, I know what he's done.
Go on.
Can you put it in two cups?
Yeah.
Exactly. One drink, two people.
And then I did interject in this one.
Yeah. I went, he means two.
Oh, you had
he
to do the translation.
He means one cup split into two. Yeah. And the Gordas, the waiter, he looked at me and he went, like, what?
What an idiot.
He looked at me and he went, all right, he goes, and he just went to the guy, I would never have got that. And he walked off and went and got another cup and did it.
Yeah.
And the guy's smiling, super smiling.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, but look at the, what do I do for you translating and helping the community there?
But what was annoying me was that the Indian guy was just repeating the phrase,
do by one.
Right? You haven't thought for a second that maybe...
Yeah, he ain't going to know.
Because in his head, that's what... It's in English.
Yeah,
so therefore it makes sense.
But it's an Indian thing, bruv.
No, no, but you don't know that. See, you don't know that.
What do you mean you don't know that?
Because you're doing that... Because you're doing that in India, in English, to... English like, to people so who are speaking
who
English,
are not English.
In a restaurant. No, no, but in a restaurant. So you think, oh, well, if I'm speaking
Indian
English,
thing.
No, but they don't know that because they haven't been out of the country. So therefore, because when I the only reason we know this from a very young age, we'd go to India and we'd go to a restaurant. And for some reason, it always happens when we ordered soup. If you order soup, and it happens in Dubai as well. When we first used to go to Dubai as well, and you go to restaurants, they'll always go, oh, yeah, but one by two, or two by one.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what is that? Like when we were little, we used to laugh at it. Me and my brother used to laugh at it, but it's just
quite a peculiar phrase.
So you only order like three soups, but six people can eat.
Yeah, okay, we'll have three soups, but we'll have 3 by 6.
3 by 6.
Oh, my word. See, anyway, so.
I love that. I haven't had that in so long.
And then when I stepped up, he went, what can I get you? I went, can I get a 2 by 1 espresso? And he looked at me blank, right? And I went, a double espresso. And he went, all right. I went, it's for Tommy on my side.
No.
But it was just those kind of little cultural moments, I suppose.
Yeah,
it's
funny that because I've met a fellow from India this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
His name was Leslie.
Oh, but Leslie.
Like Grantham.
Leslie Lewis.
Yeah, no, but I.
Biggest composer from India.
Yeah, Leslie Grantham is what I thought of.
Yeah.
Dirty Den.
Yeah.
That's him, isn't it?
Is that him?
Yeah, Dirty Den.
No, wasn't there a TV host, like a game show host called Leslie as well?
John Leslie.
No.
Yeah, John Leslie.
I'm sure Leslie Grantham was.
Yeah, tall guy.
No, blonde.
It just made me laugh. I was like, there's a guy called Leslie. That is brilliant. Like, it's just, you don't come across it like, ever.
Every time.
But yeah, that made me laugh. And the other thing that, seeing as you guys were out and about this weekend, I was out and about as well. I was DJing all weekend. It was one of them weekends where, do you know what? I just saw everyone out somewhere. There was a party going on.
Mm.
Everything looked busy. I had a massive wedding. Then I was doing clubs and all this other stuff.
Nice.
So on Sunday, I was broken as usual. Wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
I thought I'm going to go for a massage.
Oh, nice.
Oh, a little Sachi massage.
You need it. Sometimes you just need it just to reset.
Was it another pole dancer one?
It was. Obviously, go to the same place where they stand on you.
Yeah.
The Thai place.
And it was like, do you know what? I needed one that was going to make me feel better.
Yeah.
She killed me.
Oh.
It was like, it was a painful one.
So is this a walking one?
It was a walking one. But it was just... She was just like, look, your hips and your legs are just so tight that
Dive.
You need to fix this. Because if you do like a one that's, you know, going to make you feel, it's not going to make you feel better.
Oh.
So I was just a bit like, it didn't really hit the spot.
No,
you know
what I mean? She didn't get it.
She didn't get it. But she did like, today I woke up and I was like, oh, I feel a lot better because of that. But I didn't need that at the time. Do you know what I mean?
Where do you get the doidness? Is it mainly, where do you get the tightness? Where is it mainly?
Calves and hips.
Calves and hips.
Calves and hips.
For me, it's hips and hamstrings. Hips, you're flexible.
Hips and hamstrings.
You don't wake up a bit Buddha ever and just kind of...
No, I don't have time.
No, but that day, look, I was thinking about it. I was standing from 3 in the afternoon till midnight.
Yeah.
No, 1 o'clock. So that's...
9 hours.
Ten hours.
And one spot.
More or less.
I love a massage. Mm. But you're right. It can be hit and miss, but where they're actually going to get the spot or not. What I want them to do is walk on me as well, but I've not been to a walk-in one.
Oh, you need to go to a walk-in
one. So I've asked my missus to walk on it.
Okay.
Oh my God. Like, I swear it's Jankir. She does it badly. Tommy,
you need to go to someone that knows where to walk.
Yeah.
Because I think that's key there. You can't just get someone to walk on you. Yeah, we get kids to walk on you.
I'm a bit worried that a lot of them are dodge.
No, this one's legit.
How do you know that?
Trust me, this one's legit.
I just don't want to go
when you come down
where
south
other men
east,
have had everything out.
When you no, it's not. It's not one of them. Ah. When you come to South East London, because I know you come down a lot, Tommy, now and again for property stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you.
Okay, fine.
Right. You'll like it. I know you'll like it.
Yeah, but you know when my missus does it, she's just not heavy enough. And so when she'll walk on my jitter, if I tense my bum cheek,
I can lift her up.
Yeah,
she jumps up
and she finds it hilarious. She's going, and then she'll go, like, go look, Tommy, show these people, and then they go, and I can do little bum raises with her.
No, but it's just like you need. Do you know what? Sometimes
that's
you
a
just
good
need
bum.
To.
I can lift you, man.
That's a good bum.
I can lift you.
I don't want to feel that.
I tell you what I do. I, how about this? We'll film it. And we'll put it on our WhatsApp chat. Only.
Only on the WhatsApp chat.
Only on the WhatsApp chat.
So in case you don't know,
if you want to join our WhatsApp chat, you can. I never even knew you could do this, but you don't have to give your number and you won't get our number.
No.
But you can do it via the Instagram. So go to the Brown Node Instagram.
Yeah.
And just it's in the bio.
It's
bit.
In the links.
There's a little link for it. So make sure you click on that. It will like show you, and then you just literally can join up. So when we post, and we do with this week,
exclusive content there. And the only way you can only interact is with emojis.
Yeah. Mm.
And now we've got a serial banging emoji.
Yeah.
I see that a lot in the group. They like the bangers out.
I like how everyone's trying to claim different emojis. That's a good look.
Yep.
Do you know about the Instagram game?
What's the
if you send now? If you send the bangin to somebody just in the DMs, just one bangin, and they press on it, it opens up a little game.
Yeah, but that's any emoji, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's funny with a bangin flying around your screen.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't know that.
There you go. Another thing you learn.
Do you know what sattu is? Are we going to things we learn?
Huh? Yeah.
Huh?
Sattu.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone's auntie.
Okay. Also, are we doing things we learn?
Yeah.
Sattu.
Yeah. This is good.
That's
exactly what I did as well, bro.
I knew you would.
Okay, so the things we... Are we on to things we
No,
learned?
Do you know... Sato. No, that's a guy from...
Karate
Kid.
Who's Sato? Ooh, no.
Sato.
No. Sato?
Sato. Wasn't that the bad
Oh, the bad dojo the leader. Sato.
No, Sato. He was the one where they go to Japan.
Karate Kid. Yeah, wasn't he Mr. Miyagi's brother?
Uncle.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't remember.
Sato. Yeah, his name was Sato.
Sato. Okay, this is the thing I've learned this week, and it's from the cookery show.
Okay.
And I thought you would know.
Sattu.
You're right.
It sounds like a nickname for somebody.
Sattu, exactly. Sounds a bit like a cute little nickname. Yeah, Daljit Sattu.
Yeah.
Daljit Matu.
Sattu Matu.
Yeah. Sattu. Ratu. But Sattu is... I thought you would have got down with it.
Is it an ingredient?
It's roasted chickpeas made into a flour, then put into a filling of a paratha. So it's like a roasted chickpea flour. And they are saying, Kej, you're going to like this.
Yeah.
Way more protein than anything else.
Mm.
And this will be a superfood of the near future. Sattu. Uh-huh. Roasted chickpeas, which is then ground into a flour. I'd never heard of it. And honestly, and it sounds like a cheesy thing to say. It sounds like I'm plugging it. I'm not. But that's what I really loved about this colour show. You're like, you know how much I love food. And then you see all the different spices and things like that people put in. There you go. I learned about sattu. If you ever had sattu, if you're down with sattu, then let me know. But there you go. I tried it for the first time this week and it was power food.
Okay.
I tell you what, your backside knows about it. And everybody else does know about it as
Is
well.
Is it?
Yeah. What, because of the sattu?
Yeah.
I thought that was a hing.
No, the hing does that as well. Okay. Brumelek. I didn't realise how much your lot love their hing, man.
Oh, but hing is very good for you.
Yeah, but I think that triggers...
Hing is king.
Hing is king.
Hing is king. You can't... I mean, pasta with hing is beautiful.
Yeah.
Kedge.
Hing-a-ling-a-ling. Full belly ring.
Yeah.
Knife and fork.
Who puts hing in pasta?
Yeah, just in the vagar. In the vagar, isn't it?
Why are you making... Indian fried
sachi. You're not ready for it. I'm not ready for it
because it shouldn't be done like that.
Can I mention the restaurant now?
Yeah, say it.
Right, but I'm going to mention. I've forgotten the name of it.
Now
I'm
it's
so
winding
sorry.
Me up already.
Right. There's a restaurant in who DM'd me and said, "Hi, Tommy. You know, like we do a fusion of desi food with pasta. With Italian
desi pasta."
He even says it like a desi pasta.
You know, pasta. Or did I message them? I might have seen their video.
You think you saw the video?
It's the first desi pasta. So I messaged them. That was right. Sorry, okay. My bad. Right?
You slid in.
And I went, look, I said, hope you don't mind. I'm not really a fan. I told them straight. I said, I'm not a fan of the thought of desi food with pasta.
Yeah,
you know,
like
spiced up, creamy. I said, don't go.
Beautiful.
And even while I'm doing these cooking shows, by the way, and I'm with people, and they're talking about creamy dishes that they're making, they're going, yeah, but chilies don't go with that. And I went, you're right.
Mm.
And I don't say anything, but inside I'm thinking of you and saying, see, even desi's from India, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can't make creamy, but Kedge would have like a mecha spicy carbonara.
Yeah, he'd put hing in it.
Yeah, of course.
Hing in the carbonara.
Hing in a massive lechi and
honestly, rank.
So I messaged them and I said, look, but one of my guys who's on the podcast really likes desi pasta. So I said, can we come down? Yeah. He went, Toby, it'd be a pleasure. Come down anytime you like.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're coming down. We'll pull out all the stops here.
Brilliant.
So we are going to go and we're going to eat this. And I've told him straight, I said, but know this, I don't think I'm going to like it.
And the other fella ain't going to like it.
And he went, fine. Yeah, and I said, the other fella don't like anything.
Okay. Well,
that's true.
More for me.
right, I said he's going to go pick a lane.
You might get a negative review, so be careful.
You won't, guys. You won't.
I learned what a superfood is, Sattu. And by the time, you know, we get to the best ofs at the end of the year, Sattu might well be the superfood of the year.
Okay.
I'm fed up with everything claiming to be a superfood at the moment. It's all bullshit, isn't it, really?
Oh, wow, that's quite neat.
But
I wasn't expecting that.
But it is. It's just everything's a superfood.
Yeah.
It's everything's super this, because, super that.
Because if it's not a processed chicken nugget, it's going to be good for you. So
yeah.
It's super.
It's just, eat salad, superfood.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, but that's because everyone's an expert as well.
Yeah, of course. Now everyone is.
Yeah, everyone's an
expert. Should I go next?
Yeah, go on.
The thing I learned is the loading icon.
The loading?
The loading icon.
The rounds get round and round.
Round.
Oh, yeah.
What's that called? It's got a name.
The loading.
Is it the buffer circle?
Oh, you mean that went on a computer screen?
Yeah. The loading. Yeah.
Originally,
it's like a circle with lines. And then it's like, you know, obviously...
Originally,
you get different stars.
You get different stars.
And sometimes it just keeps going round. Sometimes it goes round slowly.
Time waster. The
countdown clock. Not
the circle of doom is what we call it at Tottenham. Yeah. Because basically, you get onto that page when you're trying to book tickets and you're stuck on it for ages.
Oh, okay.
Well, so next time you can tell them the official word for it.
Glory, which is...
I learned it this week.
Go on.
Morty.
Go on.
Morty. Is that a little hole?
No. Go on.
It's called a throbber.
A throbber?
It's called a throbber.
Oh, so if you're designing your website, you ask for a throbber,
Why?
Don't know, that's just the name for it.
Okay. It makes my head throb.
The throbber.
When you're waiting for that to work. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's called a throbber.
When there's three people on the website, it's struggling.
No, you know, when you're trying to get your tickets and everything. And
so it's like...
So three or four people are there. Mooching around.
Thousands.
Are they quite a popular club, Kedge?
It's very popular. It's not easy.
All four fans. My one is, as we approach the elections, which is going to be happening probably, next week now? We've not got long to go, obviously.
A week from when this podcast is out.
From the podcast, everyone can vote, right?
Can they?
This is the thing I learned. If you are in the House of Lords, if you're a part of the House of Lords, you are not allowed to vote in the general election.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but what does that mean? You're in already, mate.
Yeah, I think
There's nothing that they could do that's going to affect your life. Cage.
What do you mean? No one would have known that.
Oh, my word.
No one would have known that.
Poor. No, they wouldn't have known that. Poor. But I think the people that actually care about it aren't listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Like all the House of Lords.
There is someone who's going to go, wow, Kedge, I did not know that.
No. Look, I didn't know that. Wow, Kedge.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But it was a bit shit.
No, but there you go. But no. But you can't decide on that.
Is that going in the Christmas?
That's a great one.
I can't see it.
That is super, super. That is next level stuff.
Yeah, okay. Super duper.
Peter's going to love that one.
Peter might disown you after this one, mate.
Bro, I had the taxi driver that took me from Belfast to the airport from my hotel this morning.
Yeah.
Lovely guy, Romanian guy, stacked, built as anything.
Yeah.
And so I was letting him just say whatever he wanted to say. But he was on one about politics and he knew a lot about the UK because he's Northern Ireland. And he was going on, he goes, you can't trust any of them. You're kind of going, mate, it's first thing.
Who
in the
cares?
Morning,
leave it.
And I said that. I said, you know what, generally how I feel, which is why, you know, I popped up on a few like news channels, GB News, Talk Radio, whatever, TV. But I didn't follow it because I thought, all you lot do is argue. It's so neggy.
Yeah, neggy.
And you got to be into it. You got to be ready to fight.
Neggy vibes.
Oh, I can't be doing that. If I want to be ready to fight, I just stay at home with my wife.
But in all seriousness, Tommy, you do kind of have to make a decision, right? In a week.
In the next... I know,
you remind me of Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves' famous quote, he goes, I'm at a stage in my life now where if you say 2 + 2 = 5...
Yeah, it's fine.
You're right.
Same with that guy. Put your phone down.
That's what you're sounding like.
It's just... Otherwise, it's just mischanneled energy. I'd rather put it towards making great podcasts like this one. Doing live podcast shows. We're available for you to come and check out on the 14th of September. We're doing the live podcast, part of the London Podcast Festival. Please go and Google
Three quarters sold. There's not many tickets.
No. Three quarters sold.
And by that, okay, I'm going to just say, because I'm not going to be coy about, I think there's about 30 tickets left.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's about 30 tickets left. It will sell out. So if you haven't bought your ticket
don't wait
yet.
For nearer the time.
No, honestly.
And I was thinking about it. Like if you're thinking, I want to go, but I haven't quite got anyone to go with yet, Just buy
come
two.
In the Jays. Yeah. Come in
no,
the Jays.
Or buy two. Because you will find someone. Do you know what I mean?
And by the way,
it'll be like gold dust.
It don't really affect us. It's not like it's some big money maker. We're not bothered with it. It stays as it is. So we've gone to the bigger room this year, which is super exciting. So we've gone from the 100-seater room to the 250-seater room.
Yeah, it's a biggie.
So I know we've done over 200 tickets. So we're around there. So it's going to go. We've got how long? We've got till September. It's going to be, so people are still, I know what it's like. Everyone's thinking about their holiday.
Yeah, we'll think about it all this time.
I know, like Logan's changing school in September. You know, I've got to get ready for that.
All of that's done. I'll
just drop this in now. We might have sold this house. It's all going through. I'm trying to sell the house. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I know. But I'll let you know if that's looking a bit more concrete.
Oh, thanks for that.
And we might have found our new one, and it might involve a bit of disruption with the podcast. Oh. There's lots happening. Oh. So that's what I'm going to be dealing with now. Cheers. I think the least you can do is get on a laptop, get on a phone, and buy two tickets at the London Podcast Festival.
Love it.
So we'll see you there on September the 14th. And until next week, we'll catch you then. Later.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.